the rest of the story. Rupert and Lynn Norley had lived many years together in the 250-year-old farmhouse near Malvern, Pennsylvania, with their two dogs and their happy memories. The Norley place was a horse farm. Selling, breeding, boarding horses was the family business, but the pleasant constancy of the life Rupert and Lynn shared belied, as life so often does, the suddenness with which everything they had known was about to change. February 16, 1998, half an hour past midnight, Rupert awakened and smelled smoke. "Lynn," he called out in the darkness, but she was sound asleep. Then came the crackling noise, faint but distant. There was no doubting it now. The house was on fire. Rupert shouted for Lynn to wake up. "What is it?" she asked blearily, and then she too smelled the smoke. "Maybe it's the furnace," she muttered. But Rupert was insistent. They must get out of the house now. Lynn got up, put on her robe, staggered to the bedroom door and opened it. On the other side was a wall of smoke. Rupert suddenly remembered the dogs. "Panther, get over here," he called to their Doberman, who in the next instant came dutifully running in with Alex, the Jack Russell Terrier, close behind. Lynn grabbed the phone. The line was dead. Their nearest neighbor was a quarter mile away. There was only one way out now, through the second-story bathroom window. Lynn lowered the terrier out the window as far as she could and then plopped him onto a patch of shrubbery below. Next out was the 85-pound Doberman. "Are you okay, fellas?" They barked affirmatively, but invisibly in the night. Lynn followed, clambered out the window, landed safely, but now where was Rupert? The 53-year-old farm woman stood beneath the window, first screaming Rupert's name, and when he did not answer, she began to sob, tears streaking her face. Lynn jumped in the car and speeded to a neighbor's home. From there, she summoned firefighters. Daybreak revealed her ancient farmhouse, mostly gutted. A faulty electrical junction box had started it, the firemen concluded. When it was safe, they began shuffling through the smoking ruin, but nobody had dared hope or could even have imagined what they would find. For there in the second-story bathroom shower stall, soaking wet and covered with soot, but conscious and alive, was Rupert. He was rushed to the nearest hospital, examined, rehydrated, treated for smoke inhalation. The prognosis, a complete recovery. "I am so thankful," Lynn told the medical staff. "If he hadn't awakened me, we'd both be dead." Dr. Michael Weiss appeared startled. "Did you say if he hadn't awakened you?" he asked. And the woman nodded. A quizzical expression blossomed on the physician's face. "Then you don't know," he said. "Know what?" she questioned. And then and there, for the first time, Lynn Norley learned the rest of the story. For in all of the years she'd known and loved Rupert, after all he had told her and all they had shared, he had never revealed that he was a she. Oh, did I mention that the nearest hospital to the Norley farm is a veterinary hospital? And Dr. Weiss, who discovered Rupert's long-kept secret, is a veterinarian? For in Rupert's species, gender is undetectable, except through the most intimate medical scrutiny. Still, the greatest mystery of all is not merely an animal who talks, but one who seems to comprehend what she says, particularly when the life of her beloved human companion is at stake. You see, Rupert, the rescuer of the family, is a 12-year-old African gray parrot. And now you know the rest of the story.